Exactly. Like Tony said last week, we have about 1,500 pictures or more, and 1,500 stories to go along with them. So I certainly can't tell you everything about all my experiences, but I would say that this was a big spiritual journey for me. I did a lot of growing, and before I left for this trip, I felt pretty lost. Like, I didn't have a sense of purpose. I didn't know what God's purpose was for me. I thought to myself, I go to church every Sunday, I attend a Bible study, I go to Sunday school, but I really did feel like something was missing, like something huge. So to fill that void, I thought, well, maybe I need to work more, or I tended to put my life around my job, as much as I hated it, but I thought that would kind of fill the void. We all talked as a group about our expectations. You know, it's going to be about five people that go to Haiti to try to make a difference. But for me, it was almost the unexpected, like the unknown. That was my biggest fear, was not knowing what I was going to do when I got there, not knowing what God's role was for me. So that was my biggest fear. So it really was a taking me out of my comfort zone to a place I've never been. And I had so many excuses, actually more excuses why I shouldn't go. I don't know the language, whatever I would tell myself. But I took a leap of faith, and I spent 10 wonderful days with some just amazing people. They were just filled with so much passion and caring, and I thought, well, at first I thought, well, you know, they don't have a lot of possessions and, you know, a lot of things, so, or they don't have a job, but, you know, it really made me reevaluate my life, because they were still filled with so much joy and happiness, and I just really had a sense of purpose. I felt like when I got back, my life no longer is, you know, about getting up and working and, you know, doing it all over again. Have a burning bush experience, but it really brought some clarity to my life. And thank you for listening to my story, and we are so excited to have this luncheon, so please don't hesitate to ask questions, and because I could go on and on and on, but I'd like to end with a little song for you. It's "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," so we're a few months late, but it's so cute.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Merry New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Merry New Year. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my heart.